from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a 19-year-old man charged with murder in connection with a drive-by shooting has been arrested in Trenton. Cumberland County prosecutors had said Trasouf Bennett of Bridgeton was considered armed and dangerous after the shooting in Millville on June 14th. Bennett is accused of pulling up to a car and shooting 20-year-old Rosa Hudrett on Maurice Street and then fleeing. Rhett died at the hospital. Bennett was arrested Thursday along with 16-year-old Elijah Cruz, who prosecutors believe was riding along with Bennett. Authorities are still looking for 19-year-old James Henry, who allegedly returned gunfire in the shooting. The White House says President Trump has a time frame for when he will make his decision about possible U.S. intervention in the Iran-Israel conflict.
I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks."
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says if there's a chance for diplomacy, the president will grab it. Leavitt says correspondence between Iran and the U.S. is ongoing. New Jersey News brought to you by Acteon Networks. Protecting your home or business requires an expertly crafted solution. That's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks. Visit protectedproperty.com and you'll discover why you should too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5. A South Jersey elementary teacher accused of sexually assaulting a boy while he lived with her has been indicted by a grand jury.
Laura Karen has been indicted on the same charges she first faced in January. First-degree aggravated sexual assault and second-degree counts of sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child. The 34-year-old had a baby in 2019 while the boy she allegedly assaulted was 13. The victim and his siblings lived with the teacher in Cape May Courthouse for 4 years, as confirmed by the parents to police. The Cape May County prosecutor calls the allegations deeply disturbing. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ101.5.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is dangerous heat on the way? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Looking ahead to this first weekend of summer, technically our rain chances aren't zero, but I think any shower activity will be brief and isolated. Our next substantial chance of rain doesn't come until Wednesday or Thursday of next week. In the meantime, big weather headline here is going to be growing heat concerns, but not yet. Tonight looks good. Partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds and warmer than today. Highs upper 80s to around 90. The heat and humidity will really start to build in for Sunday with blazing sunshine, highs in the lower to mid-90s. And then by early next week, we're talking about dangerous heat. Monday, lots of sun, highs in the upper 90s, the heat index well over 100 across New Jersey. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In Belvedere, 80. Old Bridge, 82. Burlington, 82. Fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. If you're still having neck, back, shoulder, leg, any kind of pain, really, let the physical therapist at Trinity Rehab help. With locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started, check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.